Exclusive. Center for Peace Communications launches interview series of Gazans wishing to emigrate, supporting Trump's regional plan. By Joshua Klein on February 25, 2025. President Donald Trump's plan to rebuild Gaza by resettling its citizens has significant support among many Gazans and is the only solution for struggling civilians, according to the Center for Peace Communications, which is fighting for Gazans to be given a chance to leave the war-torn enclave to find a better life for themselves and their families before it's too late. A growing number of Gazans are speaking out, calling for the chance to leave the Strip and rebuild their lives elsewhere. Their messages, shared through the Center for Peace Communications, CPC, a U.S.-based nonprofit with partners in Gaza and across the Middle East, highlight the dire conditions under Hamas rule and the desperation of those seeking a way out. According to the CPC, these messages challenge the prevailing narrative, suggesting President Trump's unconventional wisdom holds more merit than critics claim. It insists that allowing Gazans to relocate could hasten the war's end and pave the way for rebuilding the coastal enclave. In an exclusive first look at the organization's first video interview of the series, a Gazan who supports President Trump's relocation plan shares his perspective, reflecting the voices of many seeking a way out. In the clip, a middle-aged Palestinian man can be seen among rubble of the area, which he describes as devastated. "As you can see, things are difficult here. Life is very hard. It's impossible for us to live in these areas. We might live for a month or two, or even a year, but after that, what's the solution? There's no solution," he states. Expressing frustration over the lack of options, he addresses those who oppose Palestinians leaving Gaza. "So to those who say, no one should leave the country, not even to a good country, Trump wants to bring us out, so let him," he says. "There's no problem with that. But it should be a clean, decent country, and we should leave with dignity and live there with dignity," he added. "The most important thing is a person's dignity." He then underscores the dire conditions in Gaza, emphasizing the absence of basic necessities. "I agree that we should leave the country, because it's impossible to live here in this rubble. There's no water, no life, no food, no electricity," he states. "We lack all the necessities of life here. No matter how much you say, I want to work, it will be many years before you're even in a position to work or clear the rubble. How long will we have to stay to do that? And for the children, there's no education, no schools, everything is destroyed," he adds. "So I agree that we should leave the country." The one-minute video is a part of a series of similar interviews set for release this week. In a statement to Breitbart News, CPC founder and President Joseph Broad noted that Gazans are being trapped by Hamas in unlivable and dangerous conditions, as he criticized opposition to emigration. "It is unconscionable for anyone to ignore the desperate pleas of the men, women, and children who want to voluntarily leave Gaza to find a better life for their families. These Gazans support President Trump's call to open the border so they can pursue a better life free of war and destruction. We must not allow Hamas human rights abuses to go unchecked. And we know if they open the border, the world will see a mass exodus comparable to the fall of the Berlin Wall. We look forward to engaging with leaders, ensuring the voices of Gazans are heard, and supporting efforts to build a more peaceful and prosperous future in the region," he added. The Center for Peace Communications aims to grow peace between peoples by supporting efforts in the Middle East and North Africa's media, schools, and houses of worship to share the opportunity and responsibility to foster a culture of peacemaking. It's Whispered in Gaza Project, which highlights Palestinians revealing the harsh realities of life under Hamas rule, brought it widespread recognition. The matter comes as Israel remains locked in conflict with Hamas following the October 7 massacre, the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, which saw thousands of terrorists burst into Israel and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while going door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. Earlier this month, President Trump unveiled his vision for Gaza during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His plan calls for resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the Strip into a thriving economic hub, marking a significant shift in U.S. policy and setting the stage for a bold new strategy in the Middle East. Israel has since announced a new department to oversee the voluntary relocation of Gaza residents to third countries, a move ordered by Defense Minister Israel Katz. The plan aligns with Trump's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. "I welcome President Trump's bold initiative," Katz stated, calling it an opportunity for Gaza residents to seek a better future while ensuring Israel's security. The growing movement of Gazans speaking out comes as critics and mainstream media label President Trump's plan unethical, while overlooking the real humanitarian crisis: Gazans who want to leave but remain trapped under Hamas rule. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.